Can you raise PAC funds when your organization is restructuring? Should you? If so, how do you raise funds in that kind of environment? Stay tuned and I'll answer that question and give you another piece of advice in this month's Engagement Edge. Greetings, everyone. This is Amy Showalter with the Engagement Edge for June 2025. This month, we'll be sharing how you can survive and thrive in difficult PAC fundraising environments, because I'm hearing a lot on the street here. Word on the street is that PAC fundraising, particularly in the corporate world, has become more treacherous for several reasons. What I'm hearing the most about is organizational restructuring, attrition of major donors due to retirements, and not to mention the ubiquitous and unimaginative re-engineering conducted by most corporations at one time or another, and the ever-present partisan sentiments of your PAC prospects. My friends, this creates a witch's brew of a highly challenging environment. Oh, and your lobbying has to continue, so your lobbying team still needs those PAC funds. And oh, the show must go on. The Congress is still meeting and determining your organization's fate with legislation. So the world's not stopping because you're having challenges. Because I've been hearing so much about this, I was really ruminating on it and thinking if we look at the three M's of PAC fundraising, the message, the messenger, and the medium, which one would we emphasize in this type of an environment? An environment or context being the operative word. I believe that during these times, you have to really emphasize the messenger, because what you're in with all this organizational change and hyperpartisanship is you're in a low trust environment. If you're in one of those situations where no one knows if they'll have a job in 6 months, that's low trust. And how we can overcome that to a degree is with high trust messengers. So let's put ourselves in the place of our potential PAC prospect. He or she has seen loyal colleagues with decades of employment be easily jettisoned. This has maybe been conducted really impersonally through a recorded voicemail message or email. They are not trusting traditional corporate messages. However, they may trust an individual messenger, namely one of your peer-to-peer PAC fundraisers. So my first pro tip for those of you in this situation, if you're treading water right now, I highly recommend you look at your PAC messengers and determine who, and they are not all equal, I know. So you want to look at who are the most respected and trusted in their particular working group. And you may have to go division by division in your organization to determine who's best for each particular business unit. You know, in fact, I ruminated on this so much that I created a new Amyism. Let me share it with you now. It's Amyism 91, Trusted PAC and Advocacy Messengers. Quote, while the inerrancy of your message, messenger, and medium are all paramount to PAC fundraising success, those elements shouldn't receive equal strategic emphasis. Context matters. If your organization currently has a low trust context, highly trusted advocacy and PAC messengers are a prerequisite. When times are tough, you must have messenger trust. You must have messenger trust. Number two, be highly selective in who you recruit for the PAC. In these low trust environments, I would look at divisions, business units who are immediately or very soon to be affected by existing legislation, recently enacted legislation, regulations that are going to take effect, and so forth. People who are really in the trenches with some of these issues that your lobbying team follows, and you want to approach them because that has more salience to them. And they're going to be more primed for this emotionally because of those laws and regulations affecting them. So to summarize, I want to get terrific PAC messengers who are highly trusted and have conversations more than the ubiquitous email from info@theabccompanypac.com. Please, let's not do that. It's probably not the most effective way to do this. So we want to do that, get those pack messengers lined up. And then also we want to make sure we're looking at the divisions, the business units who are most affected by current legislative proposals, recently enacted regulations, and so forth. Remember, I say all of this absent you conducting, or we conducting for you, primary research to determine the real messages, messengers, and mediums that are most effective in this particular environment. Because I assure you, my friends, what worked a year ago or 2 years ago for your PAC fundraising effort probably doesn't work now. There are nuances to success, and sometimes it's changing a word, a phrase, framing something differently, but you don't know that unless you do the research. Now, in conclusion, I'm assuming you have a team of PAC peer-to-peer fundraisers, and I'm assuming they've been developed and coached on how to have productive, authentic PAC conversations. If not, you and I need to have a conversation. But my friends, we need to know it, show it, and bestow it, okay? The messenger matters. Find, develop, and keep high-performing PAC messengers who are laser-like focused on divisions that are most effective by legislation. You need them now more than ever. This has been Amy with the Engagement Edge.